Okay, you can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. The maintenance of that mindfulness activity is very important, because under retreat condition, it's more conducive to train. It's more conducive to experience the silent mind. Always remember, when you meditate, just relax, silent, then allow the silent to understand. Then do not resist anything. Patiently, accord and flow, then understand what is going on. When you understand the basis of creation, you will understand many things, because there is harmony already within nature. Just like one yogi, she came to understand, when you do not resist, do not do anything, the mind settle down. It becomes very still, very quiet. Then nature has its way. If you are able to be patiently relaxed, and when witness nature, you see everything is in a state of balance. This cultivator, Kadimita, he came and shared this part, which is very good. He said last time he went to one place where they used to have retreat. I think somewhere in Penang or what. Then they teach the focusing on concentration. She did. She realized there were peace, there were calm, but there's a lot of tension everywhere, like not natural. The mind is not at ease. So focusing, concentrating, going into absorption or silent through energy field has this problem. There's a lot of what they call energy field involved. That is not natural. The mind is not a free mind. The free mind that is in stillness, in a state of meditative stillness and silence, is very different, very beautiful. Then she understands why it is so beautiful. Body and mind in complete harmony, no pain, nothing, just relax. Then many things happen. Then after that, the nature knew, asked her to just go out. Then in that mind state, all of a sudden, all of nature becomes so clear. Whatever that arises, when you are silent and still to observe, the harmony, the beauty, everything is there. You can just perceive it through the silent, the pristine beauty of all those things, even whatever you describe, the chipping of the birds, the breeze, the whatever, that all our perception is so beautiful. Everything is so beautiful. That's what the trained mind, the true mind, is all about. That's why there is genuine peace, there is genuine clarity, silence, stillness. Then when sense data doesn't interfere, sense data are everywhere. But how come when you are silent, relaxed, and you have this understanding, it doesn't interfere? You doesn't behave like last time when you are in the city back to life. Just like Angie come to know, everybody is like so kanchong, so busy, doing things and all those things, rushing here, rushing there. Your mind need not be like that. It can still resolve issue. It can still settle problem, one thing at a time, but peacefully, patiently, with understanding. No need to rush. When there is understanding, clarity, you do things normally. You do things more efficiently. These are the benefits that will come when the mind is trained, when there is clarity. The moment you don't panic, you don't react, you don't project your thought, you don't stir your mind, you can accept the reality, you become different. That's why I learned to be at peace with everything. Have love, be love, have joy. This is what Dhamma is all about, simple. No need to look for fantastic meditative state, very calm, very peaceful. Of course, if we come as a byproduct, then it's okay to experience it. But energy field, condition, calmness and stillness is different from the one that is developed through the mindfulness, through the free mind, the true mind, the understanding. They are two different mind states, completely different. Okay, so that part, as you meditate, you find out. Then when you are mindful and heedful, you are in the midst of life, you are like in a meditative state. Everything is so calm, so peaceful, so tranquil, so still. And there is so much understanding. Then joy starts to arise. Understanding starts to arise. So all this, you will come to understand them. Okay, turn to page 116, question 1.4. How to overcome anger? This one, a lot of people are very interested in this question. It seems this anger, a lot of people cannot get it off. They cannot root it out. Then I answered, when there is anger arising, just be aware, don't think. That is the third way. The Buddha taught five ways to overcome unwholesome thought, which can be anger or fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, or whatever. If you just silence your mind, maintain awareness, and do not feed it with any more thinking, then silence your mind and sit back to just relax. After a while, the agitation due to the stirring of your mind that make you angry via your heedlessness and delusion, it will start to dissipate. And the energy is completely slowed down. Then suddenly it will become completely still again. Then you will come to understand with joy clearly that if you don't react and stir that mind, then you are in your original natural state of mind, which is inner peace, peacefulness, and calmness before the stirring. The analogy of a pool of still water will help illustrate the point. If stirred by the falling branch or a stone thrown into the pond, the ripple will start to form. Then wind and weather may also create waves, just like your fear, your anger appearing in the mind due to external stimulant or sense data. A mind that is heedful, wise, and constantly aware will not stir by any delusion. Hence, it will be very calm and peaceful always. As habitual tendencies developed over the years are difficult to eradicate and do away with, one will need to be heedful most of the time throughout their daily life to stabilize the wisdom to deal with the strong habitual tendency. When the spiritual faculty of samadhi and enlightenment factor of equanimity are there, then one will no longer be entangled. The mind that is transformed will not react anymore, and instead it will just flow and echo. See? Flow and echo means no resistance. You don't try to do anything. You don't suppress, you don't control, you don't have the intention to change anything. Just let things be. No command, no chattering, no verbalization. Just observe silently. That is what sati is all about. Then through the observation, you will understand. Because you realize there is peace. Thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will be like that. So if you don't interfere, you don't stir, you don't react, you don't do anything, that original state of mind will remain in the silent state of observation. That is what you're supposed to do in meditation, whether formal or daily life. So all this, you will develop the understanding if you meditate correctly. Then I read on. As habitual tendencies develop over the years are difficult to eradicate and do away with, one will need to be heedful most of the time throughout the day to stabilize the wisdom to deal with the strong habitual tendency. This one we have gone through. When the spiritual faculty of samadhi and an enlightenment factor of equanimity or upekkha are there, then one will no longer be entangled. The mind that is transformed will not react anymore, and instead it will just echo and flow via wisdom. This is very important. Echo and flow via wisdom. Yeah. When you try to share, and there is no condition, but then others want to argue and want to be right. This is what Angie, when she raised this question this morning, I advise her, don't try to help when you are not ready, when there is no condition. So this is very important. If there is no condition, instead of helping, other wants to argue and wants to be right, then you will say, yes, you are right, and let them be right, because they don't understand duality as yet. So just let things be. One must ask the question, right according to whom? And why must one defend oneself? Why are you defending your own argument and speech? Like Kiet Hun say, we must defend. Understand not? We must express our point. Who is defending? The thought is the egoic mind. That's why it is because of the ego, the self-delusion. You ask yourself, right and wrong, will it solve the problem? Right and wrong will lead to what? Argument, misunderstanding, and unhappy mind state. You know why or not? If you are right, not only he is wrong. If you are right, because according to you, there is a selfish right, understand or not? Then both cannot be right, understand or not? If you are right, he perceives it differently to him, you are wrong, understand or not? So these are relative truth, understand? Truth that is based on convention. We call that what? Conventional? This is not reality, not ultimate truth. So understand that. That's why people argue. That day, I think Sui An sent me, was it Sui An? They draw a six there. One fellow stand the other side, say, hey, nine. This fellow stand on this side, six. The two fellow argue. Correct or not? Six and nine, if you stand on different side, you see it differently there. The same word is written there. Depend on where you look from, understand or not? That's why it's relative. It's conventional truth. It's not ultimate. So all this, you will understand. Then you are not deluded. So this ego, the self-delusion that condition one's selfishness, emotional negativity, and fear will arise. Understand that things are just the way they are. No right, no wrong. We are seeing things as they are. Grasping and clinging to sense experience via delusion is the cause of suffering. So now you understand. Grasping and clinging is craving. Understand? Because you want things your way. You cannot have the wisdom to see things as they are, to let things be. You understand? If you don't have that type of understanding, you will have anger. You cannot escape. Then you have to understand anger was never you. So don't be so foolish. When anger arises, you are mindful. What happened? Straight away you are sensitive, isn't it? This is stress, isn't it? Harming yourself, hurting yourself, isn't it? that is an evil root, make you evil, then you want to act out of it. That's why you become that thing, then you take birth and act out of it. Yeah. Either you release it through your action or speech. Initially, it's just at your emotion level. So there is craving, then grasping. Then you become that thing. Then transgression, you take birth. That's how all these things happen. Then always remember, only wisdom liberate and free your mind, nothing else. So with wisdom, one will be able to understand and appreciate life more and more. That's how peace come to be. Now you understand why Polai say, we need to allow the mind to be. We need to respect the body, nature, the way they are. Do not resist, do not fight. That one is very important. Then only you can be at peace. Otherwise, your whole body stress up, tense up, and you are not aware. And you develop all this karmic negativity. And this is really heedlessness, foolishness. Niao-chang, you want to add something? Okay. We let her share her part.
Because through the doing the therapies, I really feel that the anxiety and also the emotion is really, the toxic is in the body.
Yeah, in the body.
And also hurt the organ.
Yes, yeah.
Internally.
Yeah, that's why you become sick. Very good. Yes, she can feel. She did this therapy to help people recover and all those things. But she also told me her mission is to help people. Then she has to talk to them. Ask them, why are you harming yourself, torturing yourself by doing all this? Why can't you understand this? This is a game of suffering. Why can't you see it clearly and come out of it and don't repeat all this wrong thought and accumulate all this negativity, stress, anxiety, fear, negative energy in your physical body? That's how you harm yourself, hurt yourself. So this is what Dhamma is all about. When you understand, then you realize the way you have been using thought is wrong. Do you understand? Yeah? So that thought as a tool for you to come to this world to make use of, to help you and help others and be a blessing to the world. But instead you use it negatively, without understanding, heedlessly. You use it to harm yourself, hurt yourself, stress yourself out and become miserable. Then you seek cure. Luckily, people who understand, they can heal you. Physically, to heal, your mind must also come in. The mind, if it don't understand, it cannot heal itself. But when there is medication that help the physical, then the mind, they understand. Together, you can reverse all this. And that is what solution is all about. The solution to suffering, to misery, is only wisdom that understand. And that is what the mind is capable of. And when the mind has this understanding, most of your sickness will be gone. And you don't have much problem, except those that are coded in your DNA to karma and all those things. Well, anything else?
The energy is very very strong, and also be wise to play this game. The reality is, we in now we have this physical and we can know how to play this game.
Yeah.
To use it, 真善啊, 真善意, 去活出来. Then you can share this gift, you can share this generosity by words, by everything that
by action or whatever. And you can help people. Because when you understand, you free yourself. When you are able to free yourself, you see the benefit of it, you see the transformation, then you can help people. Because this is something that is very useful. That's why this is very wholesome, very meritorious. When you understand, when there is condition, you can share. Because people will also observe you. Then they see you so differently. A lot of my Kayamita tell me one, over the years, after a while, their loved one, either their children or their spouse or whatever, they observe they are different. And they are different for the better. That's why after that, they treat them differently, they respect them, then they like to listen to what they say. Otherwise, your character is the usual old way, which become worse and worse and worse. You think you talk Dhamma to people listen to you. They don't want to end up like you, understand? So you make sure you develop the understanding and make yourself really different because of the Dhamma. Then when you become different, means character-wise, personality, understand, they see you very calm, no longer panic. Just like one of the Kayamita shared with me yesterday afternoon. He said, after what happened, because the husband was in a state of critical emergency, then she took over, bring her on the car, drive. Whoa, very fast, but very calm, not panic. Then very, very mindful, no accident, nothing. Then attend to situation with understanding. Didn't create a scene, didn't panic, didn't. Then after that, the husband recover. Then the children come back. She go and tell the children, hey, your mom, she very different. Wow, she's so cool, so calm. I was almost life and death. And she did all those things. You see, this is what people see in you. Then they trust you. Otherwise, whatever you say, you no use. Because they don't see anything in you. You understand? But when you become different, they will know. They will know something has happened. Then they are interested. Then whatever you say, even your kid will listen to you. If you yourself have all the negativity and nobody will listen to you. So that sharing is very good. We all rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now I go to the next one. This one more interesting. 3.1, meditation question. During meditation, I heard and perceived the branches of the tree. And I return to Anapanasati. But then the thought regarding the falling branches arise. May I have your comment? This is very good. They want to hear what have you got to say so that they can really develop understanding. So I told this particular Kayanamita, this is what you are supposed to see in your meditation because there is this subtle grasping going on within the mind. Meditation is to uncover all this unhealthy delusion and unhealthy subtle attachment to what? Attachment to what? Whatever you perceive, either go through your seeing, consciousness, hearing, you become curious, understand or not? Then you attach. Even in the meditation, so quiet. You know what happened? The branches break and fall. Then she realized a distraction. So she go back to Anapanasati, return. But I don't know whether she relaxed or not, I don't know. But which is good. Then even when she returned to Anapanasati, you're supposed to train your mind to be mindful and aware of the in and out breath. all that memory come back. You understand? Yeah. They still want to tell story inside there. So this is what is happening. So I say meditation is just to observe all this. Then you tell yourself, how come this thought come, not other thought? The conditioning is what? Like the Buddha said, trace the origination factor. It comes from your hearing consciousness, yeah. Then through memory, unknowingly, you already cling, attach, even though it's subtle. Yeah, this is the most recent happening, understand? In the quiet mind, when you meditate, then suddenly, when you are aware, you hear all this. Then this will linger on in your brain, understand? And your thought, recalling it. Then you can tell story and all those things. So this is what Hitler's thinking is all about. This is how your mind functions. This habitual tendency. With every moment of conscious sense experience, we are our trained mind in heedfulness or silent inner awareness to understand what is going on in our own form of mind. How we are conditioned into thinking and reaction of mind. Yeah. Then if you got like and dislike, it makes the matter worse. We are your own self-delusion or psychiatry. Why do this thought arise and not other thought? Have you ever inquired or asked that question? And we also see clearly how we are conditioned into grasping and clinging, leading to the suffering caused by our own self-delusion, selfishness, and emotional negativity born of the three evil roots, which are the roots of all evil. In this particular case, there is this curiosity of mind due to ignorance that conditions your grasping to what you perceive earlier on, which is the falling branches. This is attachment to one of the five aggregates of form and mind. And in this case, it's the perception aggregate, sanya. So the first of the dependent origination link is avijja paccaya sankhara. That's how you go and think. Or dependent on ignorance, sankhara, which is mental activity, comes to be. That's why that thought arises. Hence, that thought or thinking about the falling branches arises. This is witnessing how your mind functions. And via all this heedfulness training, you will also witness all of the Buddha's teaching, the essential Dhamma, like the Four Noble Truths, the dependent origination, etc., in your own life experience, via your own daily mindfulness to understand who you are and what you are, including how you function as a human being, how the sense door consciousness and stirring of the mind come to be, etc., so as to develop the requisite wisdom and understanding lead to the subsequent awakening via insight into the three characteristics of nature, anicchang, dukkhang, anatta, especially the anatta nature, which is the universal characteristics of anatta, or empty nature, non-self, all this thing. Then for further detail, please listen to the recorded talk. So this is all very beautiful when you understand. Then when you investigate into the essential Dhamma or teaching of the Buddha, then you find it genuine, because it's the truth. It stands up to investigation. What will happen to you? Yeah? You will have joy. Then your faith in the Buddha and his teaching become how? Strengthened. Understand? You more confident. Then you got no more doubt. Then you just go all out to cultivate following his teaching, his advice. Understand? That's why you must reach that level of faith until it's unshakable. No more question. Because you have tested so many, and all come out to be what it's supposed to be. So these are the noble truths that can make you noble ones, enlightened ones. So why do you still doubt? Why can't you go all out to develop the understanding? That's why this teaching is so unique. That's why he is the Sammasambuddha. You think all those, you call what, practitioner, Dhamma practitioner, cultivator, then all the monks, they got nothing to do. Go and renounce and go and learn this teaching. It must be something that is so useful. That's why the Zen master, they can devote their whole life, sacrifice their whole life, just to understand this teaching. Then this teaching is capable of great things. Not only blessing to the individual that have the teaching, not only lead to enlightenment, awakening, liberating the mind, free the individual from suffering, it can also be a blessing to the world. It can transform the human consciousness. Then the environment, society, the earth consciousness, all get transformed. That's why it's from the Dhamma. One by one, when they understand, then the world will be different. There is great transformation and improvement to the world. That's why the world consciousness is dependent on the individual. When we have more and more enlightened being, more and more living being with the Noble Eightfold Path embodiment, this world is beautiful, isn't it? True or not? With right view, they won't lie, they won't cheat, they automatically hold on to the precept, because this is nature's law. So everybody is like that. You know the consciousness, how beautiful. You can leave your bungalow unlocked. Nobody will take anything. But here, you know what happened? I was told last night, there was a break-in, do you know not? Donation box. Temple type of donation money also dare to come and rob and steal. Because, not to say what kind of people, they are still the way they are, understand not? Because of their delusion, they don't understand the repercussion, the karmic effect that come. I tell you, you go and misappropriate this virtuous money, I tell you, you haven't died before. May say go. That's why you dare to do what I said, no? You want to cheat, you make sure you don't cheat the virtuous one. People sincerely want to donate to the temple for such wholesomeness, because this temple cater for so much good activity. And this type of money also you dare to steal, and misappropriate. And when you steal, what happens? You break that precept. Correct or not? The first precept, the second precept. Then what happened? What happened? You have? Of course, coming negativity. But you have what? Your basis behind that stealing. Greed, isn't it? Selfish, isn't it? You only care about yourself. You think this is Akong's money. People donate one, what? I can take what? He is assuming what? Instead of donate temple, you better donate to me. People think like that, Then some people are very funny, they think. In the olden days, my hometown, I used to hear this. I don't know whether you all hear this or not. They say, you donate to temple and monk, what for? He say, these people don't want to work. They are lazy, he say. They don't deserve this type of offering and donation. But they don't understand what they are doing. That's why they cultivate themselves, and with the Dhamma, they can help people and help society and help others. They can allow you to develop a feel of great merits because they are worthy of offering. And all this they don't understand, but they use their mundane mind, understand? The limited delusion. Oh no, delusion a lot, not limited. The limited understanding. And they go and comment and say things like that. Even by saying it, you think it's a joke. There is karmic, understand? And you know what happened? This karmic, when it comes, it hit. In future, let's say this guy become monk, he will not receive anything, understand? Because he has this thought, understand? So you be careful. Instead of rejoicing, developing the understanding and doing benefit from it, and go and promote the right understanding, you go and say all these things. Then what happens? When you are in the condition to do good, make offering, develop all the great merit, because you say this thing to people, you will meet up with people who will tell you the same thing, and you will not do. And that view you hold for very long. understand? Not only many lives, you know, eons. So how? Forever coming obstruction, obstruct you, cannot become monk, cannot make donation offering because of your wrong view. So be careful. When you don't have understanding, have an open mind. Don't simply say things. It's very dangerous, understand? That's why they say, your speech is more dangerous than what? Huh? Is there a saying, something like that? Ah, the tongue is sharper than the knife. But in our dialect, how you call it? Your speech is actually very, very potent, very, very evil. If you use it wrongly, it's just like what Han said, your speech is sharper than the knife. Understand? Correct. your words are very poisonous. And you know what happened? I got a school teacher, Form 6 maths teacher. I still remember his name, Go Tong Chuan. And his father is very, very, I think, quite a wealthy family. Then they are property developer. So when we visited him, after we finish our Form 6, then we get to go to Yuden, school holiday, we come back, we visited him. We went to his home. No? We didn't know. He stayed in this, you call what? The developer developed that place, you call what? Where he stayed? Yeah? No. Finish already one. A residential area. Huh? So we were looking for this place. No? Then he gave us the address. No? His name is Go Tong Chuan. No? The father also Go. I go there. Every road is gone. Go what? Wow! Everywhere gone. How to recognize? Not like SS2, stroke 2, stroke 4. Then you can go and find. This one, all gone. And the whole residential estate was so big on a hill. Then all are either terrace house, semi-D, or bungalow. Then his one is bungalow. Luckily, that time, I'm not stupid. I know this guy, all gone. I mean, his father built one, developed one. So we went to his place. Why I want to talk about him is, one day, he came to the class. I was the class monitor. No? You know what he said? He come, he was so angry and so unhappy. You look at him, you know. Then he throw everything that he bring on the table. No? I just like, last night, Brother Chia, pow! Then everybody look up. Then you know, he straight away start. No, we thought he got something to tell us. No, so we thought he's going to share some pure applied math secret or what. Instead, he wrote on the board. You know what he wrote? He said character assassination. He wrote on the blackboard. You know what is character assassination? They kill you with their words. Because they hurt his character. And I thought, who did that to him? You know what he said? Finally he said, "Aiyo, my wife, I cannot understand him." Then he said, her words really can kill people. He said, complain. Yeah? Complain what? A lot of work to do. He said, what work? A lot of clothing to wash. The whole family. So he said, I go and buy washing machine. We have got money. Yeah? Buy washing machine, kena scolding some more. What type of washing machine is it? So difficult to use. Never listen to me. Where to put water also don't know. I tell you, he don't know what to do. He said, got instruction, go and read. Where got time to read? He said, you buy this type of machine, nobody know how to use on it. Wow. I tell you. That's why he was so moody. Then a lot of things, you see. Then he warned us, you better marry the right wife. You see. Don't marry this type of wife. I tell you. When you hear this, what do you do? Your teacher, having this type of mood, and teaching you as student, you want to end up like him or not? Luckily, he didn't teach us, what do you call, moral. Luckily, he teach us pure applied math, and he's very good, he's pure applied math. I tell you, he teach, he didn't even spend any time with us. I told you that stack of book that he bring, it's all the 10-year series. We got past year question, for the last 10 years, all the question, the modern answer, all he did one, all that. So any question you don't know, you go and see his book. And you know, we all among classmates, we say he is the best maths teacher. But he got nothing to do. He come, he just bring this few book and put on the table. And you know what he teach? He said, you don't worry, you should score A1. Why? He said, all the answer here. You don't understand, only you ask me. I tell you, his answer is very, very good. You have this teacher, you respect him. Then he liked me, He liked me a lot, but I was a class monitor. And his English is not so good. One day, the report card, report card. Every year, he got to write the report card. Then we all form six, want to leave school already. Got to write school leaving cert. Do you all have that? After form five, And he called me, He said, dear, come. Yeah, I said, Mr. Goh, what can I do to help you? No. He said, can you help me to write all the school leaving cert? He asked me to write, I said, sir, cannot, you are the teacher. And if I write, I cannot fire him from all my classmates. Oh, not that. I got problem. Why? I cannot find the adjective to write, is it? Wow. I said, no wonder you maths teacher. Then you know what happened. He showed me a few that he wrote. I tell you, I got a shock of my life. Got one, you know what was a comment? People school leaving cert, he put one, big mouth talk a lot. I tell you, I was so shy, and they not show it to their classmate. I said, Mr. Goh, you got extra, blank one. I think you should change this one. Then he said, Chena, you write for me, lah. I tell you, that's why. Not easy, but lucky, he very sincere. And he liked me. He always smile. He know I cannot make him angry. I always obey him. I respect him. And I talk to him very nicely. And he liked my way. Then I help him a lot. All the exam mark or whatever, I help him to tabulate. Then last time, no calculator, our time. Where got calculator? We go to university, use slide rule. They say slide until the slide rule smoke also come out at the same time. But we were lucky. We learned to use slide rule. First year. Then after that, electronic calculator come out. Then no need to use slide rule. So this is what you can develop understanding when you are mindful. When you have the understanding. Then you know how to solve your life situation and problem. So just now what I was driving at is you transform yourself, understand? Then people will have respect for you. Then they can see you have changed. Then you can attract people's attention. That's why otherwise you think for so many years I come out and share. Who am I? People listen to me for what? Why you all come? You benefited from what I share and said, isn't it? Even though you haven't really developed the cultivation. But the initial understanding is so useful. You can see, it's so clear. It's just like black and white, isn't it? One lead to downfall, one lead to growth. Ah, wisdom. Wow, very fast. Here. Transformation. Then which you choose? Very easy, isn't it? 3-year-old kid also know how to choose, isn't it? They choose all the one that can give them all the happiness, the joy. The game of suffering, the other side, you still want to go and play? Then better wake up. Wake up. Oh, he say wake up means the our spectacle wider. Can see wider vision. Yeah, but it's the brain. Develop the right thought, right understanding, and like awaken. You wake up means you are not asleep. Understand or not? If you're still asleep, you cannot wake up. So the Buddha is the enlightened one. He is the awakened one, isn't it? That's why he's a fully enlightened and fully awakened one. We all still sleep. But now no more. Some of you sleep. Maybe not so. Don't sleep until you completely don't know what is happening. Understand or not? At least you sleep also, you have certain amount of mindfulness, awareness. You are not like before anymore. You can become aware very fast, isn't it? Then sometimes you can hear your own snoring. Because I know, sometimes they hear, straight away after that, the snoring music stop for a while. Then after that, they lapse into the unconscious again, and then it start again. So you know. But normal people, I tell you, that music play until he very calm, very peaceful, then only stop one. You know, the body is so exhausted. So all this you will come to learn. Okay, page 119. I need to finish off early so that tomorrow we've got more time for our sharing, the closing ceremony. Okay, page 119, 1.1. This one is Heart Sutta, lesson 35-36. To develop the heedfulness needed to cultivate meditation as taught by the Buddha, one must at least understand what is heedfulness. This is very important. And what is meditation? So this one like revision already. As taught by the Buddha in order to start the meditation. It's just like you have a problem and you come to the meditation teacher and he said to you, just meditate, your problem will be resolved. Is this going to be useful? If you do not even want to find out what is your problem, how can you start solving your problem when you do not know what your problem is? Similarly with meditation, if you do not want to understand what is meditation, then how can you start developing the meditation? Meditation and cultivation must be done with... always remember, ask yourself, what am I doing here? Am I meditating? Is this meditation? And then you won't go wrong. So what is meditation according to the Buddha? Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. Then you know, important mind quality to meditate is what? Heedfulness. Because the Buddha said, without heedfulness, I am as if dead. And with heedfulness, I am destined for enlightenment. So meditation becomes very easier. The moment I understand heedfulness, train and develop it, I am destined for enlightenment. Then you wait for one. What are you waiting for? So this is very useful. That's why I explain in the next paragraph. Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23 already stressed the importance of heedfulness. So heedfulness must be a part of you in order to realize the enlightenment. Continuous heedfulness is the key to the enlightened life or noble life. Those without heedfulness cannot become enlightened. Please refer to the earlier 34th Heart Sutta notes, means the previous lesson, for the detailed explanation of what heedfulness is. Then this Heart Sutta notebook, if you really can understand, you mark. Then I think recently, go one day, I didn't know how my wife did the understanding, the training also. Then I saw the book, the Heart Sutta book on his table. Then I got nothing to do. I just flick over. Whoa, I saw the whole book marked. in green or no. We should see everything is so important. That's how you progress. Understand? You don't believe, you go and see her book. The whole book is the marker. Oh, all green. I said, why the whole book color? Oh, then only I realized, oh, you mark one really, oh, king, king one. You know what king, king? Huh? In Cantonese. Huh? Very, very powerful Dharma inside there. All the input, that I know already. Oh, no wonder she progressed so fast. She can understand so many things. But she very humble. She always say, I saw so on. I don't know anything. Then you ask her to share. No. But you're very lucky if she share. We let things be, yeah? Yes. Can. Suyan, come.
Actually, like Brother Teo says, there's a lot of gems inside here, but how to find the gem?
yes, the search engine.
What you can do is that you can download the PDF version of this book. Alright? And the PDF
is in the website,
you can,
isn't it?
Yeah, from the website, you download brotherteo.com, download the PDF version of this book. And then over there, you can find a command, because you are using Adobe Reader or something.
Yeah.
You can find a command, search, find or search. And then specific words that you want to look for example, Brother Teo says about the boat, you don't get the boat to the other shore. So either you look for shore or look for boat, and then it says, page 35. Then you just turn to the book, page 35.
The Dhamma is there.
Otherwise, you'll be turning, where exactly is that page? I know it's there, but you'll be turning 100 old pages. So that's the fastest way to find. Download the PDF version. And then search. If you're not sure, you come and see me. You can actually search on your handphone also.
If you want to understand what is heedfulness, you type the word in, heedfulness. Oh, then all the pages.
Everywhere the heedfulness appear, you tell you where.
Then that one, you use different color to mark. Then next time you want to look for, yellow color heedfulness. Or red color. Red color means what? Red means what? Chinese New Year ang pao, ang kong, ong one. Yellow means wisdom one, enlightenment one. That's why I say use yellow, heedfulness. You know. There are three evil root. Black color. Cannot see you. Three evil root must have some very bright one that make you remember one. Green, my jealous heart. That's why my wife all put green. Because all the three evil root, understand? Oh, green is good for eye. That's the real reason. So don't get her wrong. Because there is a song, isn't it? Love is blue, isn't it? I thought love is blue. They say, green, my jealous heart. What? Is it? It means I learned the wrong song when I was in the primary school. They always sing this in the primary school, the class. Until today, I have the impression that green stands for jealousy. The jealous. Love is blue, yeah. Sky is blue. Very wise now. How come when I young I learn one all wrong one? Because there is language. I tell you, English, don't ask me to teach you English. My English is the worst, I think. Is it? Why you don't like blue? Blue is sad. Monday blue. I learned new thing today. Thank you. I love is pink. So the roses color is not pink, isn't it? The roses color is red, isn't it? Not important. Whatever color that make you good, understand, and can let you understand and remember the page. More important. Yes, Angie, yes. Pass the mic to Angie. I think he passed away with you. So old. Because when I was informed he about to retire already. You know. And now I'm 64 already. I got a few teachers pass away already. My chemistry teacher also passed away already. So life is reality. The reality of birth and death is something that will come. So when you have the understanding, you need not grieve. You need not have to be afflicted by all this reality. You will understand. But he is a very good teacher. I like him. I learn a lot of things from him, especially mathematics. Then that character assassination, that was the one that opened up my eye. Human being, despite all the wealth, the money, everything, just because they get the wrong partner, they can become miserable. No? Then when I grew up, after I meditate, now I look back, I know it's coming. Understand? You know why it's coming. Last time she must be the wife, in previous life. Make the husband miserable. Correct or not? Just like what the wife did to him now. Then that life, despite all the good life, they wealthy, they have generosity. He's a very kind person though. But because of that karma, this like karma, he will go and marry that type of wife, that can make him miserable. Understand? Because this is karmic conditioning. So if you want to have good life, you better treat your spouse nicely. Understand? Love them with all your heart. Provide for them. Be kind to them. Then next time, any girl on the street you marry also, they will treat you very well. Understand? So you don't have to worry about marrying the wrong guy. Understand? Why you all look at me so silent? A lot of you marry wrong guy. You know the Cantonese word, the most scary thing is to marry the wrong guy. Correct or not? Because I follow you whole life or not? Correct or not? Ka cho me. Ka cho long. Queenie, very good. Cantonese expert. So they always say, ka kai chui kai. Correct or not? Got such thing or not? Whoever you marry, you follow. Understand? So you marry the wrong guy, you also follow the wrong guy. Understand? So better open up your eye, like Kiet Hun said. But I tell you, a lot of things is not your eye see. Karma decide. So, what must you do? Take care karma lah. You go and buy fantastic spectacles also, cannot see. Because the character all hidden one. Before married or chouhei one, you understand? Not? You know why chouhei or not? Not the true one. So, I like this WhatsApp joke. No? They got this WhatsApp joke about politician. Then when the politician die, heaven is very fair there. He said, okay, now we are very fair to you. We let you decide where you want to go, heaven or hell. Where you want to go? Let's say got heaven and hell. Let's say got heaven and hell. So this politician should say, I want to go heaven. But then he scared he make wrong decision. No? He said, can you show me first? Then only I go. So that guy in the heavenly realm or hell realm, I don't know. He said, come, I take you. This leaf goes to hell. So he go up, show. Then the other leaf goes to heaven. Then he saw. When he was there, wow, he saw all the beautiful things. No? Very nice. No? Then this is what people call heaven, isn't it? So that's why he said, this leaf go to heaven. So he chose heaven. No? He go up. No? Then when the actual sentence come, that day he go up, all those things that he saw, no more there. No? Instead, hell, no? Torture, all those things. No? He said, cannot be. You show me that time was there. Oh, he said, that was politicians, what speech? When you give your political speech, you promise everything. What you saw is what you promise. That's why karma la. Understand? But you promise people everything, you show people. You also show what? But after you become government, what you do? You torture the people. You know? Huh? This is what you get la. This is your karma, is it? Well, then only he know heaven and hell also got karma. So don't be gullible, understand? So what you do is very important, understand? Then the place he went, they say hell, actually is heaven. Because also those people who are wealthy, they are very humble one, understand? They wear short one, like Lim Go Tong. Speak that type of traditional Hokkien one. So you look at him, you think China Ape, Ape. But he, Tan Sri, you know, Lim Go Tong. And he like to go to place where people don't recognize him. So those people with humble character, so you go out, you see, all poor people, simple people, nothing to do, everything like desert. The one. Well, that is campaign time. After campaign, different. So do not be gullible. Because when you see the phenomenal world, you don't understand. You get attracted by what? By what? The sensuality of what you see. Then you get yourself into trouble. But for those who have the wisdom and the understanding, they don't indulge. They don't get lured into all those things. So when you understand, you do things with understanding, you become entirely different. Yeah? Okay, we continue. Next paragraph. The heedfulness one, you go back and read. As meditation is a very general word, it's important to understand the meditation as taught by the Buddha. The real meditation as taught by the Buddha is to develop the wisdom via insight into the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, so as to be at peace with all situations, wherever you are. So this one is the real peace, upadhi vivika, I explained before already. So fully relax and be aware to develop the wisdom born of direct seeing. The thought must not interfere. There is just clarity of mind leading to the awakening or insight into these three universal characteristics. The mind that is liberated is free. It understands that all of phenomena, whether physical, mental, or nature's phenomena, are all empty, and they are all conditioned arising or cause of phenomena following nature's law. This is deep penetrative understanding. When you awaken, you will understand all this. In cultivation, we should thank those people who are not so friendly and constantly make things difficult for us, because they are the one that can give us the condition to test our cultivation. That's why you don't perceive them with negativity. Why this fellow like that? Perceive it with wholesomeness, blessing. Oh, luckily I met this fellow. Otherwise, I cannot be tested. Understand? Then when you see the truth, the reality, instead of getting angry or unhappy with them, you perceive your wholesomeness, you pity them, understand? That's why compassion come out. They become like that not because they want to be like that, but they don't know this teaching. Otherwise, they won't do that. Like black and white, game of suffering and game of happiness. Which one you choose? If you know Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, you will definitely choose verse 2 because this leads to happiness. Then you train your mind to be heedful, mindful. Then you will act, speak, and think with a heedful mind, which is the wholesome mind, free of greed, hatred, and delusion. And then happiness will follow you. But because they don't know, that's why they get entangled with delusion, the evil root. Then they become like that. Then they can actually give you the condition to test yourself. So if you pass, instead of getting angry, perceiving their negativity and react to what they do to you, you develop the compassion because they are the way they are because of ignorant delusion. Otherwise, they are beautiful beings. Their true nature, their conscience is beautiful, understand? But because of what? Delusion, ignorance, they become like that. So it's not their choice. Because of ignorant delusion, that's why that is the most dangerous culprit. If you have avijja leading to sakyadity or self-delusion, nobody can help you. You will be in trouble. You need to come across the Buddha Dharma. Then the Buddha Dharma show it to you that this one lead to downfall. These are evil root, make you evil, cause your karmic downfall. So now that you understand this, you will never go that way, is it? But all the temple you go, did they teach you like that? Most of the time they tell you to take precept. And why take precept also seldom explained. Then how are you going to know all these things? They every time on what, all night chanting and Visak day, you heard the recording, the Dhammapada verse. They keep on playing. Mano, all minds, the forerunner, all things. But nobody explained. But all this teaching has been play. And sometimes you go there, the exhibition there, you see all this. But how many of them understand what these words are? Even they understand, they also didn't impart to the Sunday school children and all those things. Because what has been taught is different. What has been taught is knowledge, memory. And this Sunday school are very good at memory, you know. Three evil root, greed, hatred, delusion. Four noble truth, life is suffering, cause of suffering, end of suffering. Path lead to suffering. Finish it. Or they tell you like it fast, they say, noble eightfold path, fourth noble truth. They didn't even have the complete answer. Just noble eightfold path. Then, third noble truth, end of suffering. Doesn't give any weight to didn't give justice to the Buddha's teaching, is it? Correct or not? First noble truth also not properly understood. And they never explain the eight conditions or no. Very seldom. So you start to develop the understanding, then you reflect back. No wonder it's not effective. Then now with the understanding, you yourself try it out, you yourself see the result, then you confidently can advise your children. Before I die, before separation happened, as a parent, I got my duty to share something with you. You don't have to believe me. You give it a try. Find out yourself. But if they see your character from the way you have become such a good dad or good mom, they will believe you. Understand not? That's why it's better to change yourself than only try to help your own children, your own loved ones. That's why my family also same. You think all my brother, sister, and my father all come to me for what? Because they saw in me, I am different. The way I look at things, the way I approach things, the way I resolve things is so different. And they have confidence. Because every time I got a problem, even when I was very young, my father always referred to me. He know I understand, and I can help him out and solve a lot of problems. I don't know whether he believed the fortune teller or not, I don't know. Because they got the tong su, you know what is the tong su? My father believed in that because he is an expert. He learned from somebody in China. Then the tong su got help you to tell your fortune or not. Sui mia, you know why sui mia? And they go by what? Your bones. How heavy your bone is. Yeah? What they call? Keto liang. They call quad gun. Yeah, they weigh the bones. Not the bone. Bone is it? Quinio, quinio is it? You know the emperor one, the heaviest one is how heavy? 9 point something is it? Then you know my family, my father got 9 of us. Go one give away 10. He check all the weight now. All 2 tau, 3 tau, maximum 3 point something tau. Suddenly he calculate my 7.2, and he checked the tong su, what's the meaning of 7.2? He said, this person will bring honor to the family, will have the ability to help the family. That's why my father, I don't know if he believed this or what, But he also not stupid one. Right? He very kind. He is a very responsible father. He observe us one. And he always tell us two things. He said, your citizenship, I will take care. You focus on study. You don't worry about study. Money is my problem. I will look for money. You study. He said, oh, he like that one, no? Very good father. Very responsible. Then he said, your problem as a kid, he said, you just learn, study. The rest, I take care. So that when you grow up, you know what to do, is it? You can have a good life and all those things. And I really appreciate what he has done for my family. Because citizenship. Otherwise, I tell you, I wouldn't be what I am today. I was born in the year 1954. I read IC on, do you know that? Well, before Merdeka. Luckily, my father, I tell you, that one another long story, Kaisha. The red IC come, until Form 3, he tried to go and get it changed to blue IC. Cannot, no. Just small town, other stuff. He said, all need to go down to KL to do. And my father got a business and a family and never travel to KL. So how? So he tried so many times. He couldn't get it done. So I tell you, it was because of my good karma. You know what happened? When I was in Form 3, my father promised me, he said, because my brother, elder brother, standard 6 also failed. I passed standard 6. I go to secondary school. Then Form 3 was a very critical year. He said, you get an A, I will reward you. So, of course, I got an A. Understand? Then I managed to go to Form 4. That year, Chinese New Year, I expect the reward to come. You know what happened? 1 week before Chinese New Year, the robber come and rob my father's safe. Yeah, he know before Chinese New Year got money, got a lot of things. So everything was there. My father's old coin, our birth cert, our IC, everything he keep there. Well, it was a safe. Yeah? Pick up money. So all the important thing, of course, some money. Not that much. The whole thing was stolen. My father panic, lost everything. Document or how to get back. Then luckily, make police report. Then got one good Sumerian, suddenly walked by the shop and asked my father. He said, you lost a safe in it, stolen in it. He said, I passed by the river there. He said, I saw one safe with a lot of broken, with a lot of thing there. He said, wow, my father straight away went and see. He was so happy. The whole safe was there. All the document was there, except money and all the old coin, everything. Then later on, he come back and check. Everybody's birth cert, IC, everything was there, except my red IC. Where they think it's $10 note, I think. Gone. So he got no choice. I had to do a new one. And because he was so responsible, you know what I said? If I have to do, I myself, one go, do. Then he go and ask around. He go and tell all those people, anybody who can help me do from KL, I pay. That's how I got my blue IC after that, my citizenship. And when I was in Form 6, there was another classmate, Indian national. He read IC, the father didn't change for him. His result also not bad one. I think he can do medicine. He didn't go to MU. He was rejected. His result was very good. Also 3-4A or no. HSC. And he was very, very, very like heartbroken. And finally he went to India. I haven't seen him. I also don't know what happened there. Then I realized I was so lucky, That's why I say nothing is luck or coming. Understand? You're part of me. Otherwise this thing can't happen. How come the condition arise? And the thing stolen and only my IC missing. So no need to worry one. Things will find its way one. Costing to arise. You know what is override or not? He want to override karma, cannot lah. We are too powerful. So what the example is, let's say you are ordinary citizen. You can't change anything. Maybe if you are the head of the family, family matter you can decide, right? Correct or not? If you penghulu, that kampung, you can decide a bit, isn't it? Then if you are a member of parliament, you can do something, isn't it? Or state assemblyman, or menteri besar, your state you control. Then you prime minister, your country. You prime minister of America, you got say condition to decide over world matter, isn't it? This is your power, understand? That's how you can override a lot of things. So, Dhamma wise, same no. If you cultivate until your parami, your wisdom and your virtue and your wholesomeness is so powerful, you are like the president of America, no? You can decide what happened, no? Understand? That's why your condition will cause things to happen. It will override. That's the reason why Sakyamuni Buddha, when he received the prediction from Dipankara Buddha, you know how long ago or not? Very long ago. But there is no such thing as everything is decided already, is that predestination, is that true or not? True or not? Because if 3 aeon later now predict that he will be a Sammasambuddha, no, under what name, Sakya family, everything, no, you think can happen? It can happen, you know why? Because he has this virtue when he met Dipankara Buddha. His cultivation, he has already reached, I think, the 4th stage of Bodhi mind development. He is perfecting to finish. That's why that nature will cause things to arise. It will arise and override everything, and the prediction come true. You understand how it can happen? If your nature is ordinary citizen, you want to change things, you cannot. You follow the country's law. Country law like Kamala. You cannot change anything. Understand? You can vote him out, but Kamala, no voting system. You got voting system, you vote out the Kamala. Means the law of Kamala doesn't function. Got corruption one. That type of law of Kamala need vote. This one never make a mistake one, no. So no need to vote him out, like Communist China, Communist Party, one party system. No need to headache yourself with what? Election, campaign. All these are wasting time and resources. No. When your nature is like that, then you can decide, like you can make aspiration, then it can happen. That's why all this is possible, because your nature is different. But if your nature is like an ordinary citizen, please lah. They say, know your capacity lah. So, you can't even decide your neighbor's movement, I tell you. If your neighbor more aggressive than you are, you maybe have to listen to him. Understand?
That is born in a situation that is not ideal, and yet don't have past parami. Then they'll be very deluded. They cannot. They are trapped there, no?
Not only trapped there, because your karma is like that. That's why you end up like that. Understand? Oh. But if in the past you have helped all these poor people come out before, then you got the condition. Then somebody will come and help you, like my classmate, go and adopt the baby. Understand? So all karma. That's why the Buddha said we are all born of our karma, add to our karma, condition is supported by our karma. And you are what you are. So take care of karma, that's it. Because you got no choice. Karma decide, not you decide. But when you have the special ability, special parami, then you can cause things to arise. Because your parami is so powerful, like the Prime Minister, he can just go and enact the law on himself. Or he can just abolish. Then he come out with project in his own constituency. He has the power, understand? So this virtuous being who has this parami, if they see got condition, then got affinity, then they can send you some pure wish. Understand? The moment you receive the pure wish, you hot tart already, chia bei liao already. You understand? You know they are so developed and evolved in their cultivation. When they see the condition and they send you this pure wish, it is going to materialize. Do you know or not? Because their nature is so powerful, causing to arise. So they give you blessing, you really jabilion. But you must have the condition, understand not? Otherwise, it doesn't work. You mean the Sambuddha don't want to help everybody? He can give blessing, pure wish. But cannot, you got no condition to receive it. Understand not? Like those who radiate love and metta, may all beings within the entire universe be well and happy. You think everybody well and happy? Only those who can receive these merits, understand not? You have the condition. Then this blessing really help. But if you got so much karmic negativity, even powerful being, genuine being, want to give, cannot receive. Why? Karmic obstruction. Things will obstruct. It's like you blind, you cannot see. You won't believe. You cannot even come near. You understand? So karmic obstruction is very powerful. If you don't take care of karma, people give also you cannot receive. You heard of Mangalana, you want to go down, use his psychic to help the parent in hell. What happened? He used psychic, create the food, give the parent. Go in, become hot charcoal, burning charcoal. Cannot. We have the karma, too heavy. Then Kuan Yin went and helped the mother. The best, with her parami, the father become, take rebirth to become a cow. That's why Bojia. Guba, understand? Not? A lot of people thought, if I take cow's meat, I will eat the father's flesh. Understand? Not? Kuan Yin's father's flesh. But that story long time ago, understand? Not? Why you going to worry about? You put fear in your own mental thinking. Understand? Not? But please, don't get me wrong. Don't go and quote this and say, a Buddhist, don't no need to esteem from Guba, can go and buy Ngao Yo Ho and all those things. Please, those who keep to that because they really respect Kuan Yin is good, understand? Not? So don't worry, understand? Not? Even though already the story long time ago. But this is your faith in Kuan Yin, understand? Not? That's why a lot of people keep the tradition of avoiding taking what they call beef. It's just like certain religion, they don't take pork. It's because they were being told, understand? Not? But based on their concept is what? You take pork means what? Unclean, is it? No. So all those who take pork unclean, cannot be. Wow, say wrong thing.
Pork contains a certain virus that pork must cook properly. You cannot eat pork raw. But that's the virus.
Yeah, you have to cook properly. That one is true. That one is true. That one is oh, because you own this one, so not complain Law of karma didn't come and complain
Some who believe in.
You don't face this direction. Kui hun. To improve your luck It depends lah. You want to do this, it depends. If you got good karma, sometimes it works on. Because what you do is, they will go to medium, understand? They go to medium. If the medium genuine one, got the devas or heavenly being who wants to have one, then sometimes, based on their limited understanding or what, they can know. Then they teach you how to do certain good. So what they believe in is, he say, look, look, kia ho somebody. You understand not? And really it happened. You're my neighbor, my father, because this neighbor, the grandmother, was very observant. He saw my father got that type of parami, you know. My mother gave birth to 10, nothing happened on. Mine was the only family. During that time, during birth, a lot of baby doesn't survive on, you know or not. And he saw all the 10 children are very, very normal birth and very good health and all those things. Then he got a daughter, give birth to a son. Oh, he got problem. Then got gangrene, got a lot of problems. And the life very msun, understand not? Then they don't know what to do. See doctor also cannot, everything cannot. Then one day, he saw my mother. Then my mother talked to her. Then he said, my mother asked, why your this grandchildren always hide inside, doesn't come out and play with other kids? Oh, then he told my mother he got this type of, don't know what type of disease sickness. The pus keep on coming out or no. And he was sick for very long. Then my mother saw. He said, show me. So, then we all Chinese medicine. My mother from China, he know. Oh, he said, there is one type of herbs. Very good one. So my mother go to the bushes there, look for that herb, no, get a plant. Then pound it, mix with some, I don't know what she mixed with. Then she just patch over there. Within one day, the boy can sleep, no, and heal, no. Then slowly, slowly recover. Wow, the past all stopped, no. Then he recovered, no. So they were full of joy and gratitude. Then after that, the old lady next door remember my father. Then he know my mother also very kind, got good for me. You know what he said? The moment he did that, really, you know, his life destiny like become improved. You know? You know what he did? There's a ceremony on it. You become the godson. You have to pay respect. You have to cham cha. Then the family on the behalf of the children must make offering, understand? Because of that and their faith, that's why karma can change. Because my father got parami, understand? You think can be my parents so easily? So they don't know. That's why my that uncle that passed away, or my father's younger brother that died within less than a month, he insists, kekia. I am the one becoming a kekia. You know why? Because of all this. Otherwise, he cannot even come into our home, no, the ancestral tablet. So even though it's just a tradition or what, but if you can't understand, because this one got Dhamma, got what they call meaning. But people don't see it. Because what they did during the ceremony to ke is all the parami. Understand or not? You pay respect. Yeah? You make offering. Then you have that faith. Understand or not? Then after that, that boy, every year come, New Year, pay respect, give, you know, Chinese New Year when you sang Ming Kia. He did. And those are the parami. And his life improved. And he grew up into beautiful kid. And the family also have a lot of joy. That's why it works, understand not? But you must understand how it works. Don't go and believe, simply care. That's why they observe, understand not? Wow, this family, nothing happened, no. Then you look for a family, nothing happened, no. But if you see nothing happened yet inside argument, no, xiu pa, bo ji bo me, please don't go and do it. But you see a lot of harmony. Their lives are different. Then you see, this is the karmic sign, understand not? That this family is different. Okay? Nah, enough. Otherwise, I won't finish. We go back. Direct seeing, nature's law. Okay, last paragraph. In cultivation, we should... Oh, this one we finish. Thank people who are not friendly. Okay, this one I finish already. Okay. Hence, we should perceive them with wholesomeness and wisdom. We are accepting them as they are, then expressing our gratitude towards them. Then great compassion will naturally arise. This is how compassion arises. Do not perceive any situation with negativity. Cannot. Can you do it? Do not perceive anything with negativity. It's good for you, isn't it? So that you don't get angry, don't get emotional, don't become fearful. Like that also do one. So always remember this. Do not perceive any situation with negativity. Your boy very naughty also smile. Understand? You don't go and assume this boy, very naughty. So you smile, then you reflect back, maybe last time I kid that time, I also very naughty, I did that to my mother, understand or not? So karma, fair or not? Fair, isn't it? This is what you did, isn't it? You reap what you sow. And then you understand, you ask for forgiveness. But not from boy, eh? From the one previous life you did to, understand or not? That's why I say, whomsoever from the distant past until now, where you don't know who, you sincerely ask for forgiveness. This is effective, understand or not? Then you vow not to repeat this. Then your effect from your boy become less. You know why? Because you got wisdom already. You perceive him with wholesomeness. You don't get angry because of what he did. Means he pressed this button, you respond like that. He pressed the button, respond. Means you become very predictable. Your karma make you predictable. But when you have wisdom, they realize the button doesn't work. Make Kat Hun miserable also. She is not miserable. She still smile. Then you have changed. So you perceive it with right view, wholesomeness, understanding. You no longer blame, get angry. You can accept everything the way it is. So don't try to do good. This one now you understand. You're that doing good is by the thought. Good according to your thought, according to you. I qualify it somehow. So don't try to do good, because without wisdom, one can end up becoming just a good-hearted. Why? The unenlightened one is so heedless, chasing and clinging after so many things in life. This was what NG trying to share early on. They still grieve and worry about life, because having so many things, and despite having so many things and possession, for they lack. You are not contented, understand? That's why you are not rich. And wisdom to live life. The first noble truth of dukkha that expound so clearly the eight realities of life and existence need to be understood. That's why this second turning very important. Noble truth of suffering need to be understood. Otherwise, they can really make human being miserable. So without understanding the true Dhamma as taught by the Buddha, suffering will be the final result. So strive on with heedfulness and do not be heedless. Please, that one, listen to recording one. You all go and do yourself if you want to. Otherwise, the note is enough. So this strive on with heedfulness is very important. When you are heedful and mindful, you will understand all this. Then you know how to act. You won't react. Question 1, meditation. While cultivating mindfulness in daily life, I was able to be mindful most of the time when I am going about living the normal life. But when confronted with work-related and personal problems, I find it very difficult to maintain that heedfulness. And I realize that the same worry and fearful thought keep coming back to haunt me. How can I overcome this? Means this person is a cultivator. He tried. So under normal circumstances, when he is not in the work environment, he can be heedful, mindful. But then when you go out into society, when you are in your work environment, there are different conditions. You understand? There's a lot of stress, a lot of problem, and a lot of interaction with your staff, your what they call customer and all those things, then your bosses and all those things. So it's not easy, especially you work for a contractor. Yes, even engineer, project engineer. If you work for a contractor, you are miserable. You know why? In the construction industry, if you are the contractor, you kena from everybody. Understand? The client who owns the project hire a consultant. Understand? Consultant, they call in Canada Tai Sai. Understand? Where they are the superintending officer. You know why is superintending officer? They call him the SO. We are superintending officer. And you know the specification how they write. All the work that you do must do the satisfaction of the SO. No, you must satisfy him. No, can put this type of word in the contract or no? You go and ask all the engineer the specification. Yeah, the specification is written by the engineer. He's a contractor, he know, he kena kau kau, he deliver bearing, not up to certification. Actually comply already, what? But you didn't satisfy the SO. So he give you problem. Then you go meeting, you first kena firing from the consultant. Correct or not? Then after that, you cannot function, cannot deliver, your boss fire you, understand? Then after that, you go and fire your staff down there, understand? Your staff, some are uneducated one, gangster like one, come back and teng to. Then what happened? So you have to deal with this uneducated fellow, no? or what they call the subcontractor, no? And most of them are foreign workers, no? They bring their kasang in front of you in your table there and talking so on, no? I tell you, there is a lot of case, no? The project engineer, the engineer got to run, no? Because they didn't receive their salary, the foreign worker, understand, no? Then I got one side, Luckily, I was the project director up there. I got one side. My project manager came back and tell me, Tio, ta kan chiong. You know, ta kan chiong. He said, war zone in the side. I said, why? He said, that subcontractor la. I said, what did he do? He got cash flow problem. He didn't pay the Indonesian worker, no. And the Indonesian worker, don't listen to reason, no. You cannot say, get a lawyer and sue. He where got time to get lawyer. He bring his kasang and his whole gang of Indonesian worker. He say, I want the money. If no money, nobody can come in. Nobody can take over the job. He don't care whether you consultant or client or police or what. He's willing to kill. I tell you, finally you know how they resolve it. The office decide to pay. Then we deduct from the subcontractor. But that fellow run away. He got cash flow problem. He know the Indonesian worker, they don't talk reason, they will chop him up one. You think only lady chop you 18 pieces? This one, the Indonesian chop until you cannot find any piece. So when you face this situation, very tense one. That's why they say heart attack on this one. But luckily, I project director, I don't need to go to site and do all those things. Then I say, so, how? He said, that's why I come to you. I say, okay, whatever money you can solve, it's solved. Understand? Then we deduct on the subcontractor. Then on top of that, sometimes in the meeting, I attended this very high level. Because last time, I also consulted. But in the building contract, the architect is the biggest. Understand? They are the head consultant. So architect bully the other consultant. Then they bully the contractor. But when the client comes, they cannot bully by the client. The client asks them to do things they should agree. Well, they are free from the client. So this is what society is all about. So you think, that's why he said, go to office, got this type of problem. He cannot maintain mindfulness. But I can. In a meeting, high level, I also maintain not only mindfulness, my calmness, my understanding, and I deal with issues. I resolve issue. No problem. Everything get resolved. Don't argue with people. If the contractor or very fierce come in, send meta, then calm yourself down and pretend to know anything. Ada how apa? Oh, dia tak payah you ah. Jangan takut. I settle. I bantu you. You use this word ah. They cannot get angry already, understand? You are not arguing with them. If you try to go by the law, you siapa? You tak boleh masuk, I mean tapa. I tell you, you kena chop until you don't know what happens. Understand not? They are not going to talk reason to you. So if you are not experienced, you are not skillful in this field, I tell you, you don't survive. Understand not? You don't stand a chance to survive. You think easy to become engineer. But those who sit in the office are very easy. Then you ask Suyan. Suyan also engineer. When he got three jobs with one pay, it's not easy. Understand? This is also stressful because you are dependent on people's employment. Understand? But I different. I don't compromise. If I see not according to my understanding, if it go against my conscience, I won't do one. I even tell the boss, my MD or whoever. You want me to handle, I do it my way. Otherwise, you get somebody else to do. Understand or not? You think I'm very keen to do. Then somehow, they respect me or no. They allow me or no. Because they know I can resolve things and handle things. Yeah. There were many incidents. No? The last listed company I went in, you know what they told me or not? This MD, you better look at his mood before you see him. Understand or not? They always call up the secretary. You know? Today, MD's mood how? Like weather forecast like that. No? He said, the secretary will say, don't come. I tell you, no, he's not in a good mood already. You know what his favorite song is? My Way. By who? Sinatra. And in the annual dinner, every year, he go out and sing that song. No? I like it. And the whole office know, go meeting, you don't go against him, no. You go against him, you don't know how you die also. He cold storage you and do all that. But funny, you know, I went in that time, and I got this good friend, Sam, he's a financial controller, I'm the technical head. The two of us, we can talk to him and reason with him, no. We tell him exactly how we feel, because we are not scared of losing the job, one us, no. I'm not coming here for a job. No. I am capable of big things. No. I can deliver one. No. Provided you trust me. Yeah. So because of that, when in the meeting they saw me go against him, they thought I died already. No. I didn't die. No. In fact, he listened to a lot of my advice. And he made a lot of money. I claimed a lot of money for him. Then every time I got problem, the project, he sent me. Then I resolved all of them. That's why you are different. Okay, no more story. Go to the next page. 1:20. What time are you? Oh, almost. 5 more minutes. Okay. While cultivating daily mind. Oh, just unfinished. I answer. This is a very good question. Yes. When there is number one. Oh, sorry. When there is no first noble truth reality to disturb you, cultivating heedfulness or mindfulness in daily life is fairly. We have nothing to step on your tail, understand? You know why I step on your tail? A lot of people, animal, you step on the tail, they will jump on, they will scream on. So this one means, like Kehun say, nobody disturb you, no condition to make you angry. So you are not tested. That's why you should be grateful to those people who test you, understand? Who are not so friendly, who are deluded. Oh, these are the people you should go and thank them. They can be your greatest teacher. Oh, you don't believe? Otherwise, you cannot be tested. So, yeah. So, at least you understand. Don't simply associate with those type of people. Understand? You vow to avoid, and yet you purposely go and look for them. So you must know how to avoid sin. So this understanding must be there, understand? But what I'm saying is, you sometimes cannot avoid the world, understand? Or? The world is the world. Where you are in the world, people are just the way they are. So sometimes, for no reason, you don't know. You think this guy was all the while normal, understand? Then all of a sudden he become funny, understand? Then for no reason, he tell you all, scream at you. What you do? Then you go and tell your wife or your husband. Our neighbor, what happened to him? He normally very quiet, very calm, very cool, very friendly, smile. Suddenly today, don't know what happened. Like my maths teacher. He got his problem. That's why he come. Anybody he see, he really not happy. So you have to understand your spouse. Their office kena blue-black here, come back moody, you some more go and tell him, hey, what happened to you? Why today you so moody one? I tell you, he is going to tell you all. He say, you better shut up. Don't wait for me to get more angry. So you have to be sensitive. Understand? When they become like that, you have to understand. Now I remember what I want to say to Angie. it happened to my son. You must feel them and sensitive. Got condition only you talk to them. There was one incident, my son, because he top student, then in his class, another top student, very close friend now, because the other classmate of him also, mechanical engineer, my senior, 2 year my senior, the son. So these two are very bright, maybe same DNA and gene or what, I don't know. So he liked him and he liked him, but only the two of them can understand each other, the rest cannot. And the teacher scared of them one. He said, ask questions that the teacher also never think can come out from a kid standard 3 or no. Then one day, that classmate didn't turn up. No. Then he go and ask the teacher. Then the teacher say, come, come, come. Then he said, he will not come back anymore. He said, why? He died of certain type of very peculiar disease. No. Wow, you know what happened? No? My son last night go to see a show. When he saw that, he cried. He said, I don't want to die. Understand? No? And this one impact him so much. You know? He came back, he completely, he is very bubbly, like to watch TV, do all that. That day, he come out so sad, no? Sit down there, cry. Then I knew. So I went to him, I said, what happened? I said, there might be something. Then he start to cry and relate to me. He said, in the school, the classmate. I said, okay, good. Come, I share something with you. I said, when I have such situation or what, I resolve it like that. Then I explain to him. I said, do you know what is happening or not? I said, your thought. I even tell him this. No? Your thought is the one that make you like that. Then you know what he told me. But he really passed. He was my only best friend. No? I said, who say that? Then she think. Of course, he has to admit. It's the thought, isn't it? But I miss him, no. But I cannot tell him, anatta, he know you, he know me. At that age, I say, okay, yeah, you miss him. I say, against the thought. If there is no such thought, you are beautiful. You look forward to see him. But because now you know this thing happened already, it's a reality, I say. You got two choices. Keep on thinking and become miserable like what happened to you. The other way is to accept this reality and move on. Then the third thing that I told him was very important. I said, if you really silent and reflect, it's only a thought. What is a thought? Come and go. How come he has such power over you? You know what happened? After that, his eye like bright a bit. Then he keep quiet. Then he said, okay. Then he go and reflect and contemplate. And the next morning he wake up, he become the usual boy again. You know what happened? He straight away came and told me, Daddy, I think you're correct. It's only a thought. His problem all gone. No. Finish. Sadhu. That's why this type of kid, they got their pass on, they can understand. It's just 3 years, standard 3, that time. So how? That's why Dhamma is very powerful, understand? When you have the condition, you're sensitive, you feel for them. Then you understand them. Then you can approach them and talk to them. Otherwise, you think you got a lot of Dhamma. Hey, hate no you, hate no me, why you so stupid? This is self-delusion. I tell you, you approach like that. He didn't want to listen to you, he just walk out, I tell you. Understand? You have to be sensitive, understand him, feel for him, and talk to him nicely. Then don't tell him what to do, understand? If I were you, I would solve it this way, understand? Because this is how I understand it, and it doesn't affect me. Because every time I got such problem or other related problem, I resolve it this way. But this is the reality, it happened already. You got two choices. That two choices actually wake him up. Then the more powerful one is, it's only a thought. How come he has such power over you? So this one useful or not? Useful, So next time know how to use or not? Then you say, brother, still the attachment, loved one, how to let go? Now you understand? It's only a thought. Let go of what? Nothing to let go. The thought come and go. He don't need you to let go, understand or not? If you don't have attachment, you are not deluded, you don't need to let go, understand or not? This is the reality. Happened already, but your habitual tendency, your delusion through memory, recall, cannot accept, become miserable. That is what the Buddha meant. The five aggregates of grasping is suffering. If you don't grasp, where got suffering? This is a reality. Everybody must die. Sooner or later, everyone die. The only difference is what? Zha si, wa si. Understand? Nor later is si. Understand? Alicia, very fast. So when you understand, no more problem. Okay, I just finish this, then you go for lunch. Yeah? Yeah, I came out with the first noble truth reality, right? Yeah, birth, old age, sickness, and death, all those things, separation from all this. Yeah, that is, etc. Like work related, personal, health, career, relationship, and financial problem, etc. Can your mind still be peaceful and calm to cultivate the requisite heedfulness, mindfulness? This is most difficult, but it can be done. If one has the understanding, appropriate wisdom to confront them with right view and right understanding. That's how I resolve all. I got no problem. Yeah, I never perceive anything with negativity. I look at it as the fact of life, the reality. Happened already. Why you want to complain? That's why my children, my son, accident. Or I never scold him once. You ask my wife. Yeah. I never get angry and scold because they make mistake. They are still kid, understand? They have to go through life. They have to learn. Otherwise, they won't grow up. So your duty as parent is to give them advice, guidance, counsel them, provide for them, care for them, guide them. That is what the Sigalowa Sutta is all about. Eh? This is the reason why the Buddha constantly advised the bhikkhu to reflect on the five daily contemplation and to strive on with heedfulness to arise the much needed wisdom to overcome all this first noble truth reality. So 3.2 we have done before. Eh? Go back and read. Then I will just read the final paragraph. Once the wisdom born of one's cultivation and above constant reflection and contemplation has stabilized, means this five daily contemplation has stabilized, then this projection of wrong thought to haunt you will not have power over you. Wrong thoughts are deluded thoughts that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, and suffering. We are your self-delusion that condition you to cling onto the five aggregate of form and mind as the I and the me. Hence the heedlessness. So ultimately, it is wisdom that really free and liberate one's mind. Job pressure, deadline, and target can be very stressful within the job and career environment. But if one has not developed the wisdom to confront them with understanding, it is not easy to deal. True or not? Yeah? The same goes for personal problem, your own personal problem. So the Dhamma understanding to confront all this first noble truth reality is very important. And this is the reason why the Buddha's final advice before his passing away is to strike on with heedfulness, to develop the requisite wisdom to liberate one's mind. So now, constantly reflect and understand the noble truth, first and second. Then you know how to apply, understand not? So applying it is very important. What I teach you how to apply is very simple, isn't it? True or not? Can you remember what is it or not? You go and check, got any book tell you this or not? Whatever happened already means it's it's the reality, the truth. You cannot fight against the truth. That's why the Buddha said, whatever that arise, there are causes and conditions. And these causes and conditions, he already explained to you. The five nature's law that governs life existence. So accept. Then you got two choices. Understand? Either lament over it and become miserable over it or fearful over it by projecting your thought. Because you refuse to accept the reality. You are not at peace. You want things your way. True or not? So if you are wise, why you subject yourself to all this suffering and misery? That is continuing to play the game of suffering. Understand? No? You play not enough. Every time also got problem, go and make yourself miserable. Means you don't love yourself. You don't understand. That is why they say you very, very. In Mahayana, you know what they call that word moha, no? Self-delusion. They use the word stupidity. No? Ah, really stupid. No? They use the translation. No? That's why you very angry when people say you are stupid. Eh? But the Buddhist translation from the Mahayana really say you are stupid. No? Stupid. And I agree with that word. No? You really stupid. Like that also cannot see. Yeah? Make yourself miserable, torture yourself, harm yourself for what? But the reality is, happen already. Do what you have to do to resolve things amicably. Understand now? Then calm your mind down. Don't stir. Don't react. Then ask yourself, what happened? Then what are my options? How can I resolve? Then apply Noble Eightfold Path. Understand now? Act according to wisdom, right view. No more acting according to memory. So simple, isn't it? Then the third understanding is what? It's just a thought. The Buddha said, impermanent, come and go. How come God has such power to make you so miserable? Who give him the power? Your own stupidity give power, understand? Not? So don't blame people for your misery. All the depression people will come out if you explain this to them, understand? Not? Get depressed over what? Over the thought, understand? When you refuse to accept what happened, get hurt, understand? It will do you wonder, your job, I tell you. Then you're not only counselor, you end up psychiatrist. Then you have a different title, Dhamma psychiatrist. Whoa, I tell you, your clinic, very popular. Really? You can be like Polai. Can heal people, can benefit people, and can turn people's life around. Okay, go for sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Go for lunch, huh? Like that, you all learn more. Otherwise, Dhamma, 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 no practical experience. Like you go out, you graduate from university without practical experience, what can you do? You are not useful. But when you got practical experience and you know how to turn situation around and help solve problems, then you are beneficial to the company, understand? Then people pay you according to what you are able to help them. So that is what life is all about. Okay, good.